Hello, my name is Claire Rickey, and I work as a cleaner, and I'm a single parent. And I'm honoured to be able to open a WTM centre here in the UK. This knowledge that Jeremy Griffith is sharing with the world is the most important knowledge in the whole history of the world. With this knowledge, we can finally understand ourselves, which is vital because misunderstanding ourselves has caused so much pain and suffering. When I first read Freedom, I found it very upsetting, at times, and I'd feel really offended by the information sometimes as well, when it sort of say all humans are egocentric, alienated and angry. So it seemed as if it was implying that I was bad. But the more I got comfortable with the information, eventually I could access how redeeming this explanation is, and I'd feel more secure in myself, and I'd be able to be more honest, the more redeemed I felt. So I'm just going to read from the book. So it's paragraph 73. Says, as for the veracity of this explanation, it is precisely this explanation's ability to at last make relieving sense of human life, of all our behaviour in fact, that lets us know that we have finally found the true explanation of the human condition. The great physicist Albert Einstein once wrote that truth is what stands the test of experience. And since this study and explanation is about us, our behaviour, we are each in a position to personally experience its validity, to know if it's true or not. As the subject of this study, we can each know if the ideas being put forward work or not. We can each know if these explanations do make sense of our deepest feelings, of our competitive anger and egocentricity, of our lonely, estranged soul. Of our insecure state, yet core belief that we are wonderful beings, etc., etc., as in fact they do. So I haven't read and understood everything that Jeremy has written yet. I haven't needed to. I don't think people need to. It's more about validating the information to yourself. So now that I know that this is all true, I can lean all the weight, all my weight on it, and I have the main concept in my mind, and I'm constantly guided by this redeeming understanding. And that's how I would describe the transformed life state. So, what gave me the evidence that I needed of the truth of this information was the psychological healing impact it had on me. I would say I'd been depressed from the age of about 18. I just felt slightly detached from the world and empty. Like I didn't have much love inside me, and I'd be analysing my life, trying to work out why I didn't feel happy, and what I could change. So the first thing I noticed, only after a couple of chapters in, was how much more confident I started to feel. I could look people in the eye when I was talking to them. I could taste food more. I was more compassionate and I could have better relationships with the people around me. As I digested the material, I took heed of the frequently asked questions relating to mental health. So that was 1.19, 1.34 and 1.35, which advises to take regular breaks. So I find I'll be reading and going along fine, and then I'd sort of reach a limit of how much I could take in, and I'd start feeling really confused and just tying myself in knots. So then I'd put it down, and after a while I'd start to feel clearer. And it was as if my mind was catching up to everything that I'd read. And then I'd get these light bulb moments of, you know, being clearer and being able to understand the information. And then I think, oh, that's so simple. But the big evidence for me was I became aware of this background hurt I seemed to be carrying around inside me. And it was reading the first two chapters of the therapy book, because that's all of it that's available at the moment on the website. But just those two chapters, they explained the source of that feeling that I was experiencing so fully. I understood it so much that it was just put to rest, and it just went, that feeling. That's the power, the healing power that understanding gives. So yeah, I sort of realized there was this blueprint of blame that I had in my mind, like even as I've been reading this redeeming explanation, I'd been sort of thinking in my mind, surely we could have avoided having the human condition, you know, sort of a feeling of responsibility for it. But yeah, so it massively healed me. So I feel strong in my mind now, and this information just does so much. It helps you understand the difference between men and women. It heals racism. You can help your children through the different stages of their development, and it literally solves everything, and saves the world. So I wish you lots of luck, and yeah, just hope you persist, and are able to get some clarity with this. So good luck.